Are you a fan of late night TV, like talk shows, late night talk show TV?
I used to watch them. I'm watching them.
I used to watch Conan in college all the time.
Oh, Conan's great. Yeah.
Well, on this day in 1993, The Late Show with David Letterman debuted on CBS.
CBS.
Yes. Did you used to watch that?
Yeah, I used to watch Letterman. Yeah.
Yeah,
Letterman and Conan were my two faves back in the day. Yeah.
So CBS had previously attempted late night talk shows with the Merv Griffin Show and the very short lived The Pat Sajak Show.
Pat Sajak.
I think that was only on for a year.
Didn't go well.
But Griffin clashed with network censors and moved to syndication, while Sajak was unable to compete with NBC's The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Oh, that's
kind of hard to compete with that one.
That's big competition. Yeah.
So for most of the 20 years preceding Late Show, CBS's late night fare consisted of movies, reruns, and specialty programming packaged under the name CBS Late Night and broadcast to middling ratings. Oh. So when David Letterman became available following a conflict with NBC, CBS was eager to lure him and offered him a three-year, $14 million per year contract, which doubled his salary.
Hey, well,
so
it's hard to
say a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So CBS also purchased the Ed Sullivan Theater for $4 million, spending an additional several million to renovate it. CBS's total cost for acquiring the show, including renovations, negotiation rights paid to NBC, signing Letterman, announcer Bill Wendell, Paul Schaefer, the writers, and the band, was over $140 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
And of that, the actual building itself was only $4 million.
Correct.
Which is really shocking.
That's the most
shocking thing you've said so far.
I know, right? So the show was taped there during its entire run. Formerly called CBS Studio 50, it had been home to several TV programs over the years, most notably the Ed Sullivan Show. Letterman made use of the immediate neighborhood surrounding the theater for his show on occasion, closing off the portion of 53rd Street that goes past the studio for various stunts, and nearby merchants also gained fame after making frequent appearances on the program.
There's the guy with the deli. I remember him.
Yeah, the Hello Deli.
Hello Deli. Yeah, yes. That's right. Yeah.
So, after Letterman was introduced on Late Show's very first episode, NBC Nightly News anchor Tom Brokaw accompanied him on stage and wished him reasonably well.
Oh.
His first guest on the show was Bill Murray.
Oh.
And the first musical guest was Billy Joel.
Oh, very Bill show.
Yeah, a lot of Bill.
Williams.
Yeah,
around.
Yeah. So, in the ratings, Letterman's Late Show dominated Jay Leno's Tonight Show for its first 2 years. The show's highest rated episode was on February 23rd, 1994, after the 1994 Winter Olympics with 15 million viewers.
Oh, wow.
Remember what happened during the 1994 Olympics? Winter Olympics?
I don't.
So that was when the ladies' figure skating competition happened right after Nancy Kerrigan was attacked by
Tonya Harding's ex-husband. Yeah.
Yeah. And both women performed in that event. So,
that's big.
Yeah. That's why the viewership was so big there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the guests with the most appearances were Regis Philbin with 150.
Oh my gosh.
Marv Albert with 126 and Jack Hanna with 102 with his animal.
It was always so, I don't know if it was just toward the end, but it was very awkward to watch Jack Hanna and David Letterman interact.
Really?
Yeah. Because I feel like they liked each other. And yet at the same time, I felt like there was some truth to the biting sarcasm that Letterman would unleash
maybe.
On him. Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
It was fun to watch, but it was just a little tense.
Awkward. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Darlene Love appeared with a musical number 21 times, most notably.
Yeah, go ahead.
For the 19-year-long annual tradition of her performing Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home.
I love that. If you haven't seen that video, you have to watch that. We put it up on our Legends website just about every Christmas because it's such
so
a great
good.
Performance. Yeah. It's amazing.
So in 2002, Late Show with David Letterman was ranked number 7 on TV Guide's 50 Greatest TV Shows of All Time.
Wow.
As host of both Late Night and Late Show for more than 30 years, Letterman surpassed Johnny Carson as the longest running late night talk show host in 2013.
Wow.
The show was nominated for the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Variety Series 16 times, and it won six. Pretty good.
It's not bad.
In 2014, Letterman announced his retirement, and the final episode of Late Show aired on May 20th, 2015. And the final episode was watched by 13.76 million viewers in the United States. And fittingly, Bill Murray was his final guest. So his first and his last guest
on
the show.
Those late shows now, they don't draw nearly as many people. You know, they draw like 2 million people a night.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's it. Down wow. from, I mean, that I know that was a big show.
Right.
But those numbers used to be, I think, like 7, 8, 9, 10 million people.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Maybe nobody can stay up that late anymore.
Well, I can't, but that's, I'm, yeah, I'm not an age.
So the show was then succeeded by The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, which premiered in September of that same year. And Letterman currently hosts the Netflix series, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, with David Letterman.
Yeah.
Have you watched that?
No.
Neither have I.
No, he has a beard.
Yeah, he does. A big beard.
Can't get past that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I mean, not people with beards, just him with a beard.
Yeah, it's a little weird to see him with such a, because it's like a big.
Yeah.
Grizzly beard, kind
of. Yeah. I feel like I should give him some money for a meal or something. You picked out a record to go along with The Late Show with David Letterman,
yeah,
did you?
So since Billy Joel was his first musical guest, yes. I thought we would play a Billy Joel song. We're going to play The Entertainer.
Oh, how fitting. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, Billy Joel, The Entertainer. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about The Late Show with David Letterman, which debuted on this day in 1993 on CBS, and Billy Joel was the first musical guest.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Bill Murray was the first and last guest on The Late Show with David Letterman.
CBS's total cost for acquiring the show was $140 million. Dollars.
And David Letterman is the longest running late night talk show host.
There you go. How many years did he, because he did
Over 30.
Over 30, yeah. Wow. That's a career.
That's a long time.
That's a career,
it's
Sarah.
A long time.
Yeah. All right, folks want to learn more about The Late Show with David Letterman. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog, course, if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
I ask you every day, Sarah, but please know, I do pay attention. I do know the answer to the question. It's, I'm asking on behalf of the listeners who may not be paying close attention like I do every day.
Sure you are.
Okay? All right. Fresh episode tomorrow at 4:10.
Absolutely.
I knew your answer to that as well, just for the record. Thank you. Traffic on the way with Ed Smith. We'll check that forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols in just a few minutes. Got some Jimmy Buffett on the way. We'll do some war. And Legendary Drive at 5, of course, at 5 o'clock here on Legends 102.7.